Continuing post-game coverage of Norwalk High School football on KNIAKRLS.com. KNIA 3 Norwalk again tonight defeats Glenwood 29-26 in week 9 of the regular season. They've closed out undefeated district season, 5-0 in district play. And we're joined now by Norwalk head coach Paul Patterson. You got maybe more than you bargained for tonight down in the fourth quarter, but the guys really had to dig down. And maybe that's good that they had to do that tonight and came back late and got the win.
I think, first of all, I hope you can't hear me breathing. I'm still, after walking up the bleachers, I should be in better shape. The part that we talked about tonight is how much we talked a little bit about it last week, right, Mike, is how much we've grown. I don't know if this is week two or three, if this is a tight game like this, if we win. So to be able to find a way, and people can think what they want as far as what the score should have been. At the end of the day, they played well. We couldn't throw the ball real well tonight, but we were able to run it. And that play on third down is an audible. Right down here, that Dominic had his 57-yard run. That's an audible for us to just give to do a simple dive, and we get 57 yards on it. So for them to be able to recognize that and call it fantastic at that point in time in the game.
Let's talk about the offense first, because Dominic Tigner was big early and big late and kind of big in the middle as well for you tonight. 36 carries unofficially for 232 yards. Those are Coach Pelzer's stats. And talk about him and the boys up front creating some of those holes.
I think the best part, just like we talked in the offseason, August, as we're getting ready to roll in, we've got to be able to run, right? We've got to be able to run to milk the clock. We got to be able to run to score. We got to be able to run to get the first down. All those things that we talked about early on, that was what happened tonight. We our passing game wasn't great, but we could still run the football, and that made a huge difference for us. And to be honest with you, it took some pressure off of James. So I think that was key for us. Really impressed. I didn't realize it was 36 carries. That's a lot, but man, he just battled, and our offensive line did a tremendous job up front. And, Luke and the receivers, everybody's blocking. So that's a team effort too, and really excited about the fact that, we figured out a way here at the end down to come back and take care of business.
We talked on air about it. When is the last time Norwalk has had a running back get over 200 yards rushing?
2019. That would be my time. I'm positive it'd be Dante Manuel against Carlisle here, I would imagine, would be the last time we went over 200 yards with a single guy running the ball. So really impressive night for him. And to be honest with you, just overall, to be able to finish. And we love the unblemished part of the district record, and we're going to enjoy tonight and be back up and ready to roll it and see what they bring us at 10 o'clock.
Defensively tonight, you did give up some yards, especially in that second quarter, and then there was a little series or two in the second half as well where they moved the ball, but you were getting the takeaways. You had three interceptions tonight, two by Eli Robbins, one by Caden Borcherding Johnson, and then the strip sack where I think Demaree fell on the football. So they were making plays.
For sure. I mean, and that's the key. And last week, making plays, making stops, and doing just enough for us to get the ball back. And this week, credit to Glenwood. They played well. They did a lot of little things that gave us fits. The quick release out of the quarterback and the short passes, and then they got us a couple times on the deep ball when we jumped and bit on the short. And they third down or the fourth down here where they put two guys in the backfield with the quarterback. And they ran everybody to the right, and he keeps the ball to the left. That was a fantastic call on their part and well executed. So at the end of the day, they also played well. And I don't want people to think that, we should have walked in here and won by seven scores. I mean, they're still a good football team. They battled with Winterset. They beat DCG, and if they beat Winterset walking in here tonight, they still had three wins if they would have beat Winterset. So they're better than what I think their record is, and they just played really well. And again, they don't have anything to play for. And so this was their last hurrah, and I thought they did a tremendous job. And Corey's a really good football coach, and he's a really good person, and he's always got a good football team.
You were 1-3 at the end of non-district play. It happened right here, a tough loss to ADM. We knew at the time this team was capable of doing what they did, running the table and going 5-0 in district play. Now that it's happened, how satisfying is it to see what has happened?
Well, it feels really good. And as painful, in my opinion, for me personally, the week 3 loss to Newton was the most painful and the most difficult to deal with. You could see the life in us in the ADM game. The problem was we didn't know how to finish. And that's me included. I mean, that's a collective problem, and found a way against Winterset. You know, and then we took care of business against DCG, took care of business against Thomas Jefferson. Nobody gave us any hope or prayer or chance against Lewis Central, and we go in there and we play lights out, especially defensively. And then, you know, tonight, can you say a letdown? And we talked about it. You know, that's the one thing that disappoints me, is that I don't know if we focused enough on what we needed to in terms of being ready. But they also played well, and we did just enough. And so it's been tremendous to watch this group grow, and more so, I think, grow together and continue to try and improve. You know, we're not going to be able to say at the end of this game that this was our best game of the year, but from a fight and an adversity standpoint, it was pretty good and pretty big for us as far as getting us ready for what we're going to see here in the next week.
I can tell you're very happy about the win because you haven't even brought up penalties really yet. So
yeah, that was not good either.
We'll just put that aside.
Man alive, we just cannot get out of our own way with those. And the bad part is they just stall drives out. You know, we end up thinking we've got a chance, and then it's a penalty, and then another penalty, and next thing you know, we're 15 yards of penalties, and that just, we're not built to overcome that. I don't know what offense is, to be honest with you.
So you finished the regular season at 6-3. You're district champions. You knew you'd be home for the playoffs, and so that's 7 days away now, and now you wait till tomorrow morning to find out who you play. The Pella Dutch got defeated tonight by Gilbert, 14-7. So
does that mean a three-way tie in that district?
Either two-way or three-way. I thought Gilbert maybe was the champion, but not for sure.
Okay, because I thought they lost to Newton.
And Bondurant-Farrar got beat by Carlisle tonight.
Wow.
So
good job on Mark Hoekstra.
I think this could be a situation where Pella's a runner-up, and that puts them into the mix now as well. You'll have a lot of things to think about tonight.
Yeah, and you know, I don't remember if we talked about it earlier in the week as far as our us grabbing film, you know, trying to get ready for who we potentially could see so that we don't have to try and grab 9 games tomorrow morning when we find out who we actually have when they release it. So I would imagine we're going to be grabbing film tonight of somebody that we think potentially could come our way if something new popped up. Do we know who won the Fort Dodge-Spencer game?
I believe Fort Dodge pulled the upset.
So that's a three-way tie. Going to go to points for the tiebreaker. I'll be curious to see if tonight when they release who made the playoffs, if they release district champion, district runner-up, and then, you know, the third place or the at-large person. So we've got two districts for sure that are three-way ties, Clear Creek, Amana, North Scott, and Xavier. And then the other one now is Fort Dodge, Lamar's, and Spencer. So be really curious to see what happens there. Do we know a Lewis Central, Dow Center Grimes score?
Lewis Central was up big.
Big. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So lots of things going on here in the next 12 hours, you know, in terms of figuring out what's going on and where we're going to go and who we're going to see and all of that. But just like we talk about all the time, in the meantime, going to enjoy this one. And this one feels eerily similar to 2018 for us, where we started 1-3, won the district, finished 6-3 the regular season, and then we lost first round here against Spencer. So we're hoping that you know, we can reverse that fortune, but in the meantime, enjoy tonight. We'll see who else is in the playoffs here in a little bit, and then we'll be back up here at 9 o'clock for yoga meetings at 9:30, and then we'll watch the reveal at 10.
Just one more for you, real quick here. Just how much are you looking forward to hosting a playoff game on Minert Field next Friday?
I love it, and I'll be honest, I get emotional doing it right now, walking out of the halftime room. It's special. Because it just doesn't happen very often for us, and it's a moment I cherish, you know, to be able to walk out of the halftime room right before kickoff and see the crowd and understand that we're hosting a playoff game, which means we've done something pretty good and pretty awesome during the regular season. So that's always an emotional time for me, and really looking forward to that opportunity again next week.
That's Norwalk football coach Paul Patterson. Coach, congratulations on the district title, on the victory tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.